Welcome to the Tangent Creative Media Audio Pitch. The TCM Audio Pitch is designed to be companion audio for the included prospectus, so you can read along with me or upload your audio and listen on the go. Please enjoy your Tangent Creative Media audio experience. We're so glad you're joining us. Thank you for listening. Here we go. Prospectus, Part 1, Culture. Company culture often determines client culture. Like attracts like, after all. Singer Burke's affinity toward gorgeous groundedness, that perfect balance between being a wealth and sports management firm and a company with heart, is, well, heartening. We don't often associate wealth with heart, but there is no wealth without it. Be it creators or athletes, Singer Burke clients represent what wealth is truly about. Particularly in today's age when many people's perception of money is shallow, Singer Burke defies that stereotype by extending itself as a firm that represents character, values, family and friends, meaningful work, creative pursuit, and the ability to make a difference in every aspect of one's life and career. We at Tangent Creative Media have dubbed this the circle of wealth, meaning wealth, particularly ethical wealth, is well more than just money. It's an alignment with powerful core values that informs every one of our life structures. It takes us from lean to prosperous times with ease and grace. It's foundational. The team at Singer Burke rightly understands that true wealth is having a full, well-rounded life. Welcome to the envymckee.com audio blog. This is where you get your love, light, and insight on the go. As companion audio, you can actually read along with my blog or take this audio and get the insight while you're commuting or working out or doing whatever it is you do. This audio blog is the cake good? I'm going to use yoga here as a reference, and then I'm going to stop, maybe. Because this post isn't about yoga. It's about frosting. But for some random reason, I need to set up the frosting with a gratuitous yoga reference. It will make sense by the end, promise. The first time I attempted to try a yogic handstand, I had to keep thick blankets under the general area that my head would be. I did this because I was prone to falling directly on the same noggin I would need to use for thinking at some point in my day, and I wanted to make sure I wouldn't be hospitalized or dead later. It shouldn't have been that deep, but I had told myself for so many years that I had weak wrists, and so my body had no choice but to prove me right on those times I caught the ovum to do random handstands on hard floors. Trying to hold myself up with my actually quite strong arms was the equivalent in my mind's eye of trying to balance a boulder on a toothpick. It's a stupid thing to try, but the novelty of believing anything is possible is why daredevils exist in the first place. I can't really call myself a daredevil, but I can say I've been on a mission to figure out if there is something I'm not meant to be able to do just because I feel like I should be able to do it. Is everything really possible? Or is that just one of those junk phrases corny optimistic people, like me, tell other people because it sounds better than, "You can't handle the truth!"